Fiji.
Helen, thanks very much indeed. This is BBC Radio 4. Now here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 4th of August. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight, low Shannon 1003, expected Scotland 1001 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s, Cromarty. Easterly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, varying southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5 later, except in North Viking and North Utsira. Occasional rain, thundery later, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. East or southeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Cyclonic becoming southwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, thundery later, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest, 4 to 6. Showers, perhaps thundery in Humber, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southwest, veering northwest later in Plymouth and Biscay, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Cyclonic becoming northwesterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6, except in South Fitzroy, showers, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet. West or southwest, veering northwest later, 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, south or southeast, veering southwest, 4 to 6, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, cyclonic becoming northwest, 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, north or northwest, 6 to gale 8, thundery rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in west, thundery rain, moderate or poor. Hebrides, southeast Bailey, northerly or northeasterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 in far southeast Hebrides, rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Bailey, variable 3, becoming northerly 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, thundery rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Faroes, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. And now with the reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. East by south, 4, heavy rain, 1 mile, 1006, falling. Stornoway, northeast, 4, slight rain, 3 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Lerwick, northeast, 3, rain, 1016, falling slowly. Lucas, east by north, 4, slight rain, 3 miles, 1010, falling. Bridlington, southeast, 1, 1009, falling more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by south, 3, 5 miles, 1008. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic. West by north, 1, 5 miles, 1009. Jersey, west-northwest 3, 11 miles, 1010, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 2, 1010. Scilly Automatic, southwest 4, 9 miles, 1008, now falling. Valentia, southwest by south 3, 24 miles, 1004, now rising. Ronald's Way, east by north, 4, 6 miles, 1005, falling more slowly. Malin Head, east by south 3, 12 miles, 1,003, falling. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, low pressure centred over Western Ireland, will move slowly northeast across Scotland on Wednesday. This will bring rain or showers at times to many northern and western coastlines, as well as some isolated showers to the southeast. Winds will strengthen and become strong in places, particularly on Wednesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly in north, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in south. Rain at times, perhaps thundery, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, veering southerly or southwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, then thundery showers, fog patches later in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor later in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East or southeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering south or southwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain, then thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 or 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bell, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east and later in west, showers later, good. Selsey Bell to Lyme Regis, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, fair then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 4 or 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southerly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or southeast, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, showers, thundery at times, fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, southeast, veering south 4 to 6, veering west or southwest 5 or 6 later, occasional rain, becoming fair, moderate or good, becoming good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later 4 to 6, occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches at first in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly, then westerly or southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches at first in south, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, east or northeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for prayer for the day with the Reverend Carolyn Skinner.
Good morning. A few weeks ago, I spent every evening in the Wimbledon tennis queue, not to purchase a ticket, but to take a team of volunteers from local churches to welcome people to Wimbledon. We love our community, our little patch of London, which is SW19, and we want every person from around the globe to feel welcomed. For 14 evenings, we headed to Wimbledon Park with free gifts and a listening ear. We met people from so many countries and loved hearing their stories and their passion for tennis. One of the things which speaks powerfully to our team is when the tennis fans invite us into their little space around their tent to sit on their chairs to share their food. We are there to welcome them to Wimbledon, and yet we too become recipients of their welcome. In this space of invitation and warmth, barriers come down and connections are made. It may feel like a small gesture, but the act of welcome is deeply meaningful. It seemed to come quite easily in that relaxed, friendly atmosphere. I know that often in busy daily life, these acts of welcome can require more effort, but they are so worth it. It can really brighten someone's day. Ultimately, my act of welcome is a reflection of how God has welcomed me, and it is a joy to pass that on. As it says,